Good evening, this is KD2, AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Thermostat. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The next Boomer Amateur Radio Club regular monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, March 18th at 7 o'clock at the Dodge Pratt Northern Martin Community Center on 106 Schuyler Street. Anybody is welcome to attend, and if you're looking to get involved in the hobby, that's a good place to start. Again, that's Tuesday, March 18th at 7 p.m. And if anybody would like to pick up a net on any particular night during the week, please get a hold of somebody here in the club. We can definitely set that up, or if you hear that nobody has picked up the net a couple minutes after 9 o'clock, feel free to run one yourself. Okay, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in?
KC2MBU, mobile.
KC2MBU, hey, good evening. You mobile, what's going on?
Oh, we had the battery disconnected in one of the cars for sale. Now we've got to drive it to get the monitors to completion. And it's just ridiculous. The colder it is, the longer it takes. I've driven this, let's see, 87.7 miles so far, aimlessly, and it still won't pass inspection. We had one that we had, several we had to put almost 300 miles on. It's just plain ridiculous. Nothing wrong with the car. But until the monitors all go to completion, you can't inspect it. Over.
Yeah, that doesn't quite make much sense, does it? Well, all right. Well, drive safe out there, and hopefully it'll kick over here in a couple more miles. But we'll have to wait and see, I guess. All right, Ray. Well, have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. Are there any other portable battery-powered or mobile stations we should check in? This is KD2, AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2ZLZ.
Hi, Jeff.
KA2VLA.
N5AOW. Good evening, Jeff. All right, there's three. We'll start with Jack. KA2ZLZ. Good evening. What's going on?
Well, we had a day of snow here. One of those bands of lake effect snow coming off of Ontario. And we must have ended up with about 3 or 4 more inches, just enough to mess the cars all up and everything else. And let's see, we didn't go up very much today. I think we had maybe about 18 degrees or so. Right now we're 11. And I think tonight, tomorrow night, it's supposed to be pretty chilly. So we'll see what happens. Other than that, not too much exciting down here. We stayed home today. We didn't go out. KA2ZLZ, 730.
All right, Jack. Yeah, I see there. There's a little patches and stuff coming off the lake there. And depending on where you are, you might be getting some snow. But, yeah, it's supposed to be cool on tonight. They're saying down there 10 below and maybe even lower here by the morning. So we'll have to see if that happens. But they're saying here by the end of the week we're supposed to get a little warm up, so maybe we'll get some luck here. We'll see. All right, Jack, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KA2VLA, Clint, good evening. What's up?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA. Well, started out this morning, decided to sleep in. Skip church. Read the newspaper, putter around, scraped down a little dust and snow on the driveway, and our daughter, Joan, wanted to take us for a ride up in the woods, so we drove up past the camp, up to Reed's, over to Firetown Road, made a circle, stopped at news we got was say 73. KE2VLA is clear.
All right, Clint. Yeah, I'm waiting so we can get some weather and we can finally start to drive in there. It'll be a little bit yet, but well, I'm looking forward to that. All right, well, sounds like you had a good day, and nothing wrong with sleeping in once in a while. All right, we'll catch up with you later. N5AOW, Bill, good evening, what's up?
Hi, good evening, Jeff. Not a whole lot. Lost my train of thought there for a second. I went out this morning and got on a sled, took a ride with a couple of, with a buddy of mine, and got a couple of miles on and made a pretty good loop. The trails were pretty decent. Had a good ride and all, and got back home about noontime, just in time for dinner, or lunch, I should say. Temperature here is about 6 degrees. A little bit cool. I guess we're going to get a few days, like Jack said, cool weather. And anyway, we've got some snow. We can enjoy it yet for a while and make the best of it. Won't be long. Spring is here. I think a couple of weeks. I think the time. No, it's not. It's next Sunday. I think the time goes ahead again. So that's a big plus because it makes our day is a little bit longer for us. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Jeff. KD2AIT from N5AOWM 73 is all.
Okay, Bill. Yeah, another couple weeks, it'll actually be spring. I think it's, what, the 19th this year. So, I'm ready. I am definitely ready. But okay, well, I'm glad you got out there a little bit today, and I wish I could have. I had to work today, but soon I'll be getting out there. All right, thanks, Bill. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
ZNZ comment?
Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, if you're looking at the radar, you'll notice that that band now has gone north of Oneida Lake, probably more towards the Tug Hill Plateau. When it's south of the Oneida Lake in there, we're north of the thruway. So if it's coming down through the through that area just south of Oneida Lake and out of, usually it comes out of Sodus Bay or Oswego. And if it's coming down kind of southeast, it gets us, and that's where it was most of the day today. So we finally got out of it for a while, I guess. KD2 got out of it.
Roger that. Well, the one I'm looking at here shows there's another band coming up there, so hopefully it's one of those ones that fade out really quick, so you won't get hit with that. But yeah, I see that one there up on the northern side there. It looks like it's making right for the county line as usual, right there between Oneida and Lewis. It seems always usually more towards the Lewis side, but usually goes that direction, but we'll have to wait and see. All right, Jack, thanks. Are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, work day today. I did get out and visit a little bit there, though I went into town and I figured it was a good time to start the truck and take it for a ride. Considering I haven't started it in, I haven't started it in a while since before I went on vacation. So I figured I'd take it out and get it running, and I stopped over there and I did some visiting back to work. So I'm going to work all night. That's about all I got to report for today. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Center. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Okay, hearing nobody else, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency to radio which you use. So I'd like to thank Ray, Jack, Clint, and Bill for checking in tonight and say 73s to anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
This is KB2 KOJ for Octon, the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Octon currently being held on the 145.17. Are there any stations for Octon with or without traffic? Station 4 Octon, come now, please.
Good evening, Mark.
Okay, I have that. I'll move back up here. KJ2Q, John, please stand by. I've got traffic for you. And M5AOW, Bob, thank you both for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else for Octon? M2WBX, Dennis, thank you for checking in. Anyone else before I pass the traffic? This is KB2KOJ for Octon. Okay, let's see here. Guess I could pass these three here right now. Anyone else before I pass the traffic? Okay, let's see. Let me start up the top of the list here. KJ2Q, you ready, John?
Ready, KJ2Q.
M5AOW and M2WBX, you both ready?
M2WBX, affirm go.
Okay, M5AOW, you ready, Bob? M2WBX, please be prepared to copy. This is the Octon Net report that we send in every month to the ARRL and section manager, section traffic manager. So here you go, common parts routine, KA2ZNZ, 10, Liverpool, New York, March 1, break. February Octon report, stations. Figures 847, I say again, station 847, traffic 267, sessions, figures 28, short month, but a good month as far as check-in wise and traffic. So I'll read that again, now stations 847, traffic 267, sessions 28. 73 break mark, KB2KOJ. And does the common anyone needs help? Hopefully I'm at 7-3 break mark, KB2KOJ, assistant net manager, Octon. Anyone needs help? Okay, KJ2Q, yours will be yours will be message 250.
Roger, 250, KJ2Q.
Okay, M2WBX 251.
251, M2WBX, clear.
Okay, and we thank you folks all for supporting our Octon. M5AOW, you still there, Bob? I'll catch him another night. Okay, are there any other stations for Octon? Final call. Okay. Nothing else heard. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And we'll say 7-3 to all and hope to everyone tomorrow night. KB2KOJ, correct.